Hey, Mama.
Hey, Mamas. Welcome to the Let Mama Live show. This is your safe space, a mama's safe space to live life practicing self-care to manage stress. I am Jen Pittman, mama of two, mama of boys, mama of a teenager and a second grader, and an autism mama. Now over here, we live life with our flaws and all. This is a no judgment zone. Let Mama Live supports you in living what I like to call the mama lifestyle. That is what we're practicing self-care in four ways: meditation, affirmation, mindfulness, and appreciation, or you may say gratitude. Now, this is not a lecture, y'all. Join the conversation. This is a discussion. Join the conversation at letmamalive.com. All you have to do is scroll to the bottom of the page to leave a comment. Come on, mamas. Hey.
Hey, mama.
Let's be each other's motivation. Let's get this show started. Welcome to my new listeners, and thank you to those who continue to listen. Thank you for returning. Now, you know, we start every episode with the affirmation. We grow from there. We don't know where this conversation is going to go. And then sprinkle in there a little bit are my confessions.
Welcome to Confessions of a Mama.
Hey, Mama.
Because I always got something that I need to confess. Now, I'm going to say this up front. You know, I don't like to leave you. I don't like to keep you for a long time. So this conversation might be a little speedy compared to the others. I typically go like 30, 45 minutes, but this might be a little shorter. But that's okay, because I just got some things that I need to get off my chest. Okay, so let's start with our affirmation and see what happens from there. All right. So we're going to relax. We're going to breathe and be ready to receive the affirmation for this episode. I am not alone. Very simple. Simple. One more time for the people in the back. Let's breathe, relax. I'm relaxing my shoulders. That's where my tension is. Deep breath in, out, and be ready to receive. My affirmation is, I am not alone. That's it. This affirmation is so simple because I know that someone somewhere is experiencing the same challenges and haven't figured out the solution. Knowing and understanding this gives me some inspiration to figure it out for us all. Figure it out for us all, because I don't have the solution either. I must confess, y'all.
Welcome to Confessions of a Mama.
Hey, Mama.
You know, as great as I am, I don't have the solution to everything. That's part of the reason why so often in these conversations, you hear me say that I'm preaching to myself. You know, I practice self-awareness often, and I practice it enough to know when I need more support in some areas. And there's nothing wrong with admitting I just don't know everything. I may seem like a know-it-all, but I just don't know everything. I need some support in certain areas. So this conversation, just to give you some background, this conversation was motivated by a text message that I received from a friend as we were checking in with one another. Now, you know who you are. Shout out to you, sis. You know who you are. And we're both mamas. Hey, Mama.
Hey, Mama.
So after checking in, you know how it is. How you doing, girl? What's up? You know, it's been a long time. I miss you. I love you. After asking how she was doing, her response was, girl, I'm burnt out. Now, I may have added a little of flavor, a little gin in there. And I set the tone for the conversation. I'm assuming that that's how, you know, in my head, that's how I read it, I guess you could say. I'm burnt out. Now, I sat there and I looked at that message for a little while. And inspiration just said, bing. And just from that simple message, I'm burnt out, there were some lessons in that message. that I wanted to share with you. I just had to get these things off of my chest. There are three of them, three messages, and I'm going to read them to you. Then let's see where the conversation goes from there. Be honest with yourself about how you're feeling. So the first lesson, is to be honest with yourself about how you're feeling. Second lesson, be honest with the ones who check in about how you're feeling. And then the third one, know that more times than not, someone somewhere is feeling the same way. Those are the three lessons. Let's see where we grow. Let's see where we go. Let's see how this conversation end up. So let's start with number one. Be honest with yourself about how you're feeling. That's a statement that I've gained from one of my times in therapy. I'm not going to go in detail, but one of those lessons or statements that I've gained from therapy that I'm an advocate for is feel your feels. Jen, feel your feels. And at this time, I was grieving, going through the stages of grief, my mother's transition when she passed away. I went to therapy to get some support. I felt like I needed some support. Long story short, so I went to therapy. And my therapist gave me permission not to hold back how I was feeling in the moments of sensitive conversations by telling me to feel your feels. Because I wanted to cry during those moments. And when she would say, Jennifer, feel your feels, next thing you know, all the tears came flowing. Like, that gave me permission to just open up and let it all come out. And let me tell you something, it's nothing like a real good cry. Sometimes you just got to let the tears come, let them fall. I needed that. So she gave me permission to do that. And what it taught me was this. It taught me that I can be comfortable with being vulnerable. I can be honest about not being okay. Why? Because someone somewhere may be feeling what? The same way. So why should I sit in this shame? Why should I hold all of this stress in when I know that I'm not alone? It's okay to be a little vulnerable because I am not alone. So that's the first lesson in this message. I told y'all it's going to be speedy. I just needed to get it off. So the second lesson is this. Be honest with the ones who check in with you. How often do you have people check in with you? Girl, how you doing? And you tell them, oh, I'm okay. When you're really not. Come on, let's be honest. Being honest with the ones who check in with you opens this door to allow them to support you. It opens a door to support. You never know when someone's experiences are similar to yours. That person may have some similar experiences and they may have learned some lessons that you're still trying to figure out. But guess what? Hey, mamas.
Hey, mama.
Guess what? You never know this unless you say something, unless you open up and be honest. Now, when, you know, I have some caution when it comes to opening up. You know, you're opening up with hopes that this is a person that means well. The person that is checking in on you means well. You definitely have to have a sense of discernment about who you're opening up to because everybody doesn't have their hearts in the right place. So I keep in mind that there is a right time, a right place, and a right person to be honest with, to open up to. When you feel that the space is safe, that is your safe space, open up. Open up. Give yourself permission to open up because you are not alone. Now, let's go to the third lesson. Okay, let me get it right. The third lesson is know that someone somewhere is feeling what? Say it with me. The same way. Someone somewhere is feeling the same way. Now, when my friend responded, girl, I'm burnt out. I said to myself in my head, girl, I am too. I'm burnt out too. Because I must confess.
Welcome to Confessions of a Mama.
Hey, Mama.
Something that I must confess when it comes to me reading this message and the other thoughts that I had, I felt a sense of guilt that I was unable to give solutions. I wanted to help. I wanted to give some answers. And I had to be honest with her in saying, you know what, when it comes to burnout, I haven't mastered that yet. I haven't mastered burnout. And in this case, it went from a person that's given solutions to a person that is able to give and will give support. And that's the beauty of Let Mama Live. When I thought of that lesson, I had to run to record because the beauty of Let Mama Live is all about pulling each other out of isolation. We talk about defining things for one another, right? In all our podcasts, we have to define these things for each other. When I talk about being alone in the sense of the affirmation, I am not alone, I'm speaking about isolation. And we have the tendency sometimes as mamas to stay isolated. But when we pull each other out of isolation, when we have these safe spaces like Let Mama Live, it shows each other, we show one another that we are not alone. And that's why this Let Mama Live and this time is very, very valuable and important to all of us, including myself. Let me tell you, you might not think that, or you might not, you know, you have to practice self-awareness. You might not be aware that you're isolating yourself. Sometimes it's like, I just need a break. I need my space. I need my personal space, blah, blah, blah. But you're really isolating yourself. And I'll confess.
Welcome to Confessions of a Mama.
Hey, Mama.
As an autism mama, I am guilty of isolating myself because I think my mamas with children who are striving and thriving with disabilities may understand this. There was a time when my baby was a baby. He'll always be my baby, but he was little. And he was experiencing some behaviors that were kind of embarrassing to me as a mom because you know how it is when you go out in public and your kids are quote unquote misbehaving and people are giving you the side eye like, girl, control your child. I isolated myself because I was ashamed that, and I thought that moms will look at me because I've experienced it with the side eye like, girl, control your child. But what came that got me out of isolation was a sense of confidence and understanding. When I began to understand my child and his challenges, when I learned how to handle my child and his challenges, I gained confidence. And I would go out with my child. He may have a meltdown. People may look at me and I look at them and say, he has autism. What's your problem? If you have a problem with this, that's a personal problem. I'm over here just trying to be a mama. Hey, mamas.
Hey, mama.
I'm over here just trying to do my thing, trying to get through the day. And you over here all in my business. I mind my business. Why don't you mind yours? You know, that was the self-talk that was happening in my head. And so even if you have a challenge like that, that is not a reason to stay in isolation because you never know that mama giving you the eye might be watching you to see how you're going to handle it because they're experiencing the same thing and they don't know what to do. I remember when I was working with some mamas that, you know, have children with disabilities and supporting them through my work at the time. And I was pregnant with my baby, my little one, my youngest. And the mom that I was working with asked me, how are you going to do it? And I looked at her and I said, well, how am I going to do what? And she was like, how are you going to take care of this one who has autism and then take care of the one that you're carrying? And on top of that, you're a military spouse. And I looked at her and I said, I'm going to do it the same way that you do it. I'm going to do it the same way that you do it. Because we all are going through the same thing. So some of those mamas at the time where my child is quote unquote acting a fool, they're looking at me not with disgust, but they're looking at me wondering and watching and trying to learn how I will take care of that. So once we learn these lessons, once we become comfortable with knowing that we are not alone, we have a greater, I want to say a greater chance, but there's a greater probability that we would not put ourselves in isolation, that we would not isolate ourselves, that we would be more open and more willing to share with those who create a safe space for us to care. So, you know, unfortunately, not only is this a short conversation, but this is also not an episode of solutions. I wish I had some solutions for you. But what I do have and what I can offer is support. So I want you to stay connected with one another through Let Mama Live so that we can support one another in figuring out some of these things that self-care, some of these things that stress, some of these things that motherhood bring our way. All right. Give you a little applause there. All right. So next, what we do is our mama moment. So let's have our mama moment. Okay, here go my box. You hear it shaking? So our mama moment is a random question and answer time where we get to know each other. These questions are very random. They all may not have something to do with self-care and stress. They're a little fun. Some of them I always have a sense of regret when I pull out some of these questions, but they're great. Good ways of getting to know each other. They come from a book called 3,000 Questions About Me. They're not paying me, but I'm just FYI. Let's shake. I'm nervous. Get that breath. You know, I think that because we have a quick episode, I'm going to pull two of these questions. Bear with me. Oh my gosh. So once I read these questions, you can share your answers over at letmamalive.com. Scroll to the bottom of the page and just share your answer to these questions. Okay. So I'm not the only one over here feeling regret. Ooh. Okay. So the first question, have you matured through the years? Yes. Yes. Let me tell you, I've matured in so many ways. It would take all day for me to share all the ways that I've matured. But I'll tell you one way that I've matured that's come up in conversation this week. I'm an introvert. I'm a quiet person. I'm an observant person. I will sit and observe and, you know, maybe quiet. And some of you might be like, what's wrong with her? If those people are people that I'm comfortable with, then I talk and can't stop. So it all depends. But I am an introvert. And with being an introvert, sometimes I was very timid and I didn't speak my mind. I didn't, you know, open up when I was feeling, you know, bad, when I had thoughts or concerns about something, I would just keep them to myself. You know, I have we have this saying called pick and choose your battles, and I will always choose not to fight my battles. I would just let it go. And so through life and through experiences, I learned to just speak my mind. This goes back to a conversation that we had about I am not enough. I mean, I'm sorry, not I am not enough. That's crazy. The conversation or the affirmation of that episode was I am enough. I am enough. It goes back to that. I had to learn how to be okay with myself. I had to learn to accept myself, and I had to learn to be kind to myself and understanding that I have opinions. And I know that sometimes it's not the right time or the right place, the right moment to share my opinions. But I use my sense of discernment to determine if I should say something when I have an opinion. And I choose to say it. And if you don't like that I do that, that's a personal problem, because that is my growth. That is my area of growth. If I have something on my mind, I'm just going to say it if I feel comfortable saying it. Everybody else does it, so why can't I do it? You know? So that is just one area. And of course, I've matured as a mom. We all have, I think. That is just one area where I've matured through the years. So that's question number one. Question number two is about self-care. One of our four ways that we practice our self-care: meditation, affirmation, mindfulness, and appreciation. The question is, do you meditate? If so, what is your favorite way to meditate? And as you know, the answer is yes, I do meditate. I meditate. I try to meditate daily. I am human, so I might miss a day or a week or so, if, you know, depending on how life is life at the moment. But I practice self-care on a regular. I meditate on a regular. My regular. My definition of regular. And my favorite way to meditate is visually, like a visual meditation. I have created my own, I guess you could say, guided visual type meditations where, you know, I scan my body, I relax, and I start within myself in practicing self-awareness. Like, you know, I am aware that I'm sitting here and I'm sitting still. Then I go from the inside to the outside of my body, where I'm practicing a little bit of sound meditation and I'm listening to the sounds around me. I go from the outside of my body to the beach, where the ocean waves and the sounds of the ocean is just amazing. And I stand there in mountain pose. If you do yoga, you know what I'm talking about. And then after that, I climb up this pearly ladder. Pearl is my birthstone, but pearl is significant. And it's a very positive type color. So I climb up this pearly ladder up to the universe. And when I go to outer space, to space, I see Mother Earth. I see the sun and the moon. I gain energy from the sun and the moon. Energize, re-energize. I look at Mother Earth and I say, thank you for all that you've given me. And then I look to the left and there are stars. Those stars are my ancestors. Those are the people who I stand on their shoulders. And I go and I pay my respects to them. I get some love from them. Sometimes I get hugs. It's amazing. Sometimes I can see faces. I'll see my mom's face. I see my grandma's face often. And sometimes when I'm just in a like down mood, these stars circle around me quickly. And I'm just sitting there and they're just circling around me. In my mind, in my vision, that's them giving me power and showing me that they're here to support me. And so after I spend my time with my ancestors, I go back down that ladder, the pearly ladder. Go back to the beach, get a little bit more of the waves, leave there, go back to the outside of my body, do some sound meditation, sounds that are in my house or wherever I'm at. Then I go back to the inside of my body, I scan, I do some self-awareness, I relax, until I'm ready to open my eyes. And that is how I meditate. And now in meditation, you're going to have moments while you're sitting there where you're thinking about all kinds of things, the things you have to do today, what you ate yesterday, what somebody said a couple of days ago, the stress that you went through at work a week ago, like all kinds of thoughts are going, what you can do, ideas on what you could do in business or art or whatever your hobbies are. All of these things are going to come to your head, to your mind, to your thoughts. And the best way that I can describe it is I see those thoughts as, I'm a visual person, you guys. So you know how you have like a ticker on like the news channels where the messages are scrolling across the screen. My thoughts scroll across my brain and they scroll right out. They scroll in, they scroll out. And so I allow those thoughts to come and then I allow them to leave. I am aware that these thoughts are here. I am aware when they are gone. I don't let that break my, it's not really concentration. I don't let that break my moment. I just let them come. If I have an itch, I scratch. If I need to move and shift and wiggle, I do that. If I need to change positions, because, you know, I got these 40-year-old knees. I got these big age knees. They ain't met stallion. I might need to shift a little bit. I do that. I make that happen. So that is how I meditate. So the question again, because I went off on a tangent. The first question is, have you matured through the years? And the second question is, do you meditate? If so, what is your favorite way to meditate? Let me know your thoughts, your answers. LetMamaLive.com. Scroll to the bottom of the page and leave your answers in the comments.
Hey, Mama.
All right, y'all. I hate to leave you. That wraps up this episode of Let Mama Live Show. In the meantime, continue to be kind to yourself. Always celebrate yourself through this journey called motherhood. Because mama, hey mama.
Hey,
let me try that again. Hey mama. Oh, let me try that one more time.
Hey mama.
Hey mama, guess what? You're doing an excellent job. If you have not heard that, you're hearing that from me, that you're doing an excellent job. And don't let anyone tell you anything different. Please don't. With love, be well, mamas.
Hey, mama.